HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Captive Imagination, Addiction, Reality, and Our Search for Meaning by Elias Dakwar. Read by Gary Tiedemann. Imagination is not a state, but the human existence itself. William Blake. The Holy Land is everywhere. Black Elk. Preface. This book began as a conversation with a friend several years ago. We were discussing the psychedelic, from the Greek psyche delos, mind and or soul manifesting, research I had been conducting with ketamine, not typically considered a psychedelic substance, but capable of comparable effects. The question was what role my research, by then spanning a decade, might be playing in the so-called psychedelic renaissance, the buzz phrase for this second wave of academic, commercial, medical, and popular interest in hallucinogenic compounds, notably psilocybin, mescaline analogs such as methylene dioxymethamphetamine, MDMA, and N-dimethyltryptamine, DMT. Psychedelic and renaissance are not the words I would have chosen to use. I do not identify as a psychedelic researcher. I find the label more appropriate for Western products of a certain style, be they music or fashion, than for substances or experiences dating back millennia, maybe even to our origins. Nor do I see a renaissance in the recent surge of interest. Business as usual is the better phrase. These are the words, however, that have the day, even for people outside of English-speaking countries, such as my friend. A public health researcher based in Switzerland, she spoke about psychedelics, which she pronounced psychedelics in her native French, as if they were as clear-cut as machine cogs, opining on what they do and how they might transform our medical and cultural systems. I had heard variations on these ideas before, but something clicked for me listening to this ordinarily cautious scientist speak so knowingly. I recognized just how pervasive the psychedelic renaissance had become. What I found especially striking was the incongruity between her casual mention of psychedelics and the dark, murky mysteries involved. If there is one area where we should tread lightly and suspend our preconceptions, then surely this would be it? Then there was the apparent sea change, whereby psychedelics had become the darlings of popular and academic media. It was only several years prior that I had faced substantial resistance in obtaining support from the National Institutes of Health, NIH, for studying the anti-addiction effects of ketamine, a legal medicine in common use for several decades. Most other hallucinogenic compounds, by comparison, are illegal and clinically inaccessible. I confronted many prejudices during this process, pertaining to drugs, to addiction, to consciousness, and to the place of disruptive experiences in our lives. It seemed doubtful to me that the pendulum would swing so precipitously to the other side without retaining much of the same blind momentum. Our conversation ended up extending far beyond ketamine and psychedelics. What seemed most important to discuss weren't psychedelics as a unique drug class, but the babble of scientific and cultural currents attempting to comprehend them, demonizing them one moment, only to celebrate them as a rising blockbuster antidepressant pharmaceutical the next. A paradigm-shifting Prozac, as psilocybin has been called, for the 21st century. I left the conversation motivated to bear witness to another renaissance. These words are the result. They do not proclaim a psychedelic renaissance, nor, in fact, any other kind. They do not proclaim anything at all. This renaissance does not need our permissions or proclamations. It has always happened, and it has always been resisted. An unending breakdown of our beliefs and systems in the face of an ever-shifting, inscrutable immensity we might call existence. But even this well-known word deserves
Sample complete. Ready to continue?